For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If Lovin' Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560-WQAM. Hello, Leroy!
What's up? It's game day.
It's game day.
I have plotted my course for the evening's activities.
Wow.
I will go get my little exercise in. I will go pick up my pregame snacks. I will get ice for my cooler. And then I will go outside and marinate.
Take it easy, though, dude, you know? Like, don't be dehydrated by period two.
Oh, well, here's the deal.
Got to get your mind right.
My mind is usually always right until I had others outside watching the game with me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting. So you don't want to be in a place where they're bothering you. So do you want to just watch alone tonight?
I usually always do.
Okay.
I usually always do because you have to understand, when I watch sports with people, they like to chit-chat.
Yeah, it's annoying.
And not like, don't come sit next to me and ask me who's winning. How did they score? This is not a sports desk. This is not an update desk. I am merely here to celebrate and experience the Florida Panthers. I don't have time for that. Some of the rules I'm a little sketchy on, and clearly I can't call no damn body because they ridicule and make fun of me. So I need to focus.
Focus.
Now, I have contemplated whether the cooler will hold electrolytes or liquor. So what I have decided is I have a couple of celebratory drinks, some electrolytes, and a couple of Oh No Game 7 drinks. Wow. That would be sitting in my cooler.
So you have a full bar.
You have a depression drink? Like, so if they lose, just in case of emergency?
He's set for
everything. Yeah.
I usually just drink from the bottle when that comes. Usually that's
nah,
what it'll
nah, but you. I'm all about a jacuzzi. I can't be looking like a alcoholic.
All right, dude. But like, what, you're literally going to sit in there like a lobster the entire game?
No, I don't. Look, I go in and out, till about, I usually make it till the middle of the second period.
Okay.
Like, I'm not in there for hours. Okay? Not getting a pool, cool off a little bit. Then that third period hits. And depending on where I'm at, and where the game is, I'll hop out, go take a shower, enjoy the rest. Or if I don't want to change the mojo, then I'll stay in the pool.
B1
says,
but
I won't stay in the jacuzzi.
B1 says, we'll all be alcoholics if the Cats don't win tonight. I think we're going to be alcoholics either way.
Here's the problem.
Depends if you're either going to go for the whiskey or the bubbly.
It is a long weekend, especially if the game is not until, the game's Monday.
Yep.
How tight will everybody be?
People will be tight. Cheeks will be tight, for sure.
See, but here's the thing. Win or lose, I don't think the actual Panthers will be tight. I know we like to think that.
I definitely have seen the Cats have definitely had moments where they played tight. I think that
they've started off pretty much every playoff game this whole playoffs slow. And I think Edmonton's not the team you can play that with. You got to match their intensity and their speed right away.
Yeah, but
and it's caught up to them. It almost caught up to him in game three.
It almost did, but I think like the idea that, but basically from that game three up until the middle of game five, like, you know, the Panthers not only didn't play well, they almost looked unrecognizable for a team that usually dictates the pace of a game, or, you know, especially late in games. You know, they do come on strong, like you say, but they were just, they looked sloppy, they looked lethargic, they looked, I don't know, nervous to handle the puck. So, right. But I do think all that stuff is gone. I mean, Tkachuk yesterday was talking. He thinks this is basically a fresh series now. Everybody has the confidence that they could do their things, get to their identity, and all that stuff. So, however they got there, starting 3-0, losing the last two, it is where it is right now. So, they're in, you know, basically two cracks to go win it. They would have taken that. He said, nobody would have thought this was a four-game series anyway. So, you know, let's get to it. And I'm excited. I think we're all excited for tonight.
Hey, so think about this. And I was trying to apply this to other sports, right? When you see your stars balling in any sport, does it energize all of the other guys? So to finally see Tkachuk playing the way he did at the end of game five, does that give everybody else a boost?
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about the fan base or the team?
The team, not the fan base. I'm concerned about the team.
Yeah, I mean,
ain't going to win or lose.
He's one of your stars, of course. Like, it's
right,
it's
I'm saying, does that pick everybody up and say, oh, okay, he's out here bowling. We got to do our thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you think of other sports, you see in basketball, you see your star diving for a ball, or you see, you know, some of the things that Jimmy or Bam would, does it pick up everybody else?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because hockey is a little bit different in that you have, you know, in other sports, it's only the guys on the field. You see what I'm saying? Or maybe the defense in football. But in hockey, you got 16 guys. So, and their shifts, and their quick shifts. So you see guys, you see Tkachuk out there, you know, all over the place. You see your star, you know, laying on the ground and doing stuff, you know, whatever it takes to win a hockey game. Does that kind of trickle down to all the other guys?
Yeah, one would think. We'll take a break here on the show.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I got more after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Hey, Blink-182 is playing at the Kaseya Center tonight with special guest Pierce the Veil. We got a chance to win a pair of tickets right now. I was supposed to give it away yesterday, but our system was locked up, so we couldn't enter any winners. So if you guys could, if you guys want to go, and only if you can go tonight, because the show is tonight, all right? If you want to go to Blink-182, tonight at the Kaseya Center with Pierce the Veil. Caller number three right now to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. This is a Live Nation show. 305-567-0560. Only if you can go tonight, all right? Only if you can go tonight. Don't call me up and waste our time if you can't take the tickets tonight. But we got one more pair. So if you guys want to go to the show tonight, the Kaseya Center, 305-567-0560. And caller three will get those tickets for the Blink-182 show tonight at the Kaseya Center. So we got that going. If you know, if you're maybe not a hockey, if you're not a Cats fan and you want to listen to some Blink-182 tonight, or maybe have it on your phone, I don't know. I couldn't do it, Leroy. I'd be, you know, I don't have time for all the small things tonight. I don't. I'm sorry. All respect to to the crew, but I don't have time for it tonight.
Yeah,
it's not happening. Is J-Fig going? Or because she loves Pierce the Veil? So J-Fig, are you giving up because you love Goth and you love Puck? So which one are you going with tonight? I'll have to wait on the chat on her. Which she's been. I mean, she's been very excitable on
active
the chat
this
today.
Morning.
Yeah, very active on the chat. And a lot of exclamation points today, you know.
Well, they're all directed at you, which is normal.
I don't think they were directed at me.
Okay.
Although I mean, you're still very mad at me for last night. I don't understand why.
Dude, come on.
What? What do you mean, dude?
I'm just an innocent bystander, and then all of a sudden, I start getting tattooed.
You were not an innocent bystander. You took shots at our boy Jaime. And
no, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, dude.
Look like he had a garbage bag around him.
No, dude, you were sitting here taking cheap shots at our boy who's over in Europe. He's doing the fashion game, and you don't get fashion.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely not taking fashion advice from you.
I'm very fashionable, dude. Look at this shirt. I got, you know, they always say don't mix prints, but I got camo with whatever the hell this is. And I think it looks fantastic.
Looks like somebody threw paint at you.
Yeah, I look like a Wynwood wall. With a side of redneck. Like, but, this is fashion.
Hey, Bubba, we gonna paint this wall. This gonna look just like Wynwood.
Yeah. Hey, Bubba, what do you think about this, that, there, with mixing the camouflage with a little abstract art? We'll sell that Art Basil whenever that comes around. This was what
sold a banana for a hundy.
This is what Jaime was dressed in yesterday. He looks fashionable, dude, and he's got the goatee back going on, like he's at some, I don't know if that's an Italian road or a French road. I don't know where he is, but he's got his swagger back. You could just tell he's got his swagger back in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're sitting here dismissing him, saying he's got a hefty bag for pants.
That's a hefty bag.
That's not a hefty bag, dude.
That is 100%. Like, first of all, most everybody's wearing slim stuff right now.
I don't think that's true. I think that's out.
Oh, so now we back to baggy?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, everybody in the Heat, and they're very fashionable, the Heat, they all wear baggy clothes.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the sweatsuits and stuff like
no,
that.
No, I'm talking about, like, jeans.
Suits and stuff.
I'm talking about suits. Maybe suits, but, like, I'm talking, like, everyday clothes. Like, Jimmy wears some big-ass pants. Tyler wears some big-ass pants.
All right.
That's what they do. I can't keep up with these kids these days. But I know fashion better than you, that's for sure.
You think he wears that to a basketball game?
Yeah, I can see it. National TV game.
And what do you think the comments will be?
I don't know. The hair, like, see, he's got a thing, though, with the hair and the facial, you know, the goatee. Like, he's got a look. Like, he could pull off almost anything.
Like, I'm not, listen, I didn't comment on the looks of Triple J, right? The man's a looker, right? I ain't ashamed to say that. But I am going to comment on that Glad bag he wears around his legs. Like, it just stop. See, you confused the two.
What are those, leather?
Yeah, of course it's leather.
You can't wear that. You can't wear that down here. Too hot.
Oh, dude. We need a moisture check on aisle five.
Yeah, unless it's like one of those rare days in the 60s, like in January, you're not wearing
it. They don't care, though. The basketball guys don't care. The fashion is the fact. Tyler wears like some type of heavy sweatsuit type top with a hat all the time.
He wore
400 degrees outside.
He wore at one point this year a fuzzy hat with rain boots, but with shorts. I was like, only him. Only he could pull
it. Oh, no, and Jimmy came in naked.
Oh, yeah. That's a move.
Jimmy just came in. Like,
that's a move.
And nothing in his hand. No bag, no nothing.
But I would consider myself more fashionable than you.
What?
Oh, yeah, dude. I know fashion.
Dude.
I'm telling you.
Talk to me when you buy your second suit.
Talk to me when you aren't wearing free T-shirts. Are you still wearing the Kovalev free dry fit?
Absolutely. Why not?
That thing's 7 years
old.
I don't
need to be a fashionista to go to work.
Oh, man. We got our winners, Vlad. All right, we're all good. All right, stop calling for Blink-182, everybody. Enough of that nonsense. Let's get to the Cats. All right, Paul Maurice, he loves the demeanor of his...
Let's start off here. Did they get there?
Yeah, no issues.
Okay.
I believe no issues. I think they're all good. Okay. And our boy David Dwork got there okay, too. It doesn't seem like there's any issues there. I think he had to take four flights, though.
Really? Oh, no, he ain't flying direct.
Ping pong. Oh, I don't.
That's nasty.
I don't think there are any direct flights.
You have to make a stop in either Denver, Dallas, or some province in Canada.
Why is it always Dallas? Is it just because it's big?
Dallas is a big hub, bro. It's a big hub.
You have to do here. Understand? If you fly to Miami,
yep.
Right, you're flying American,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to other places where American is hubbed.
Is it? Aren't they hubs? Aren't they hubbed everywhere?
No.
Who doesn't have American?
And that you have, listen, there's a difference in being a hub and flying and having a flight.
Why? Because it's like a gas station or something?
No, they have a whole like wing.
Because
like American flies to Fort Lauderdale, but they ain't hub there.
Dallas, though. Dallas is what messed me up on time.
They fly to everywhere. But depending on where you fly, you have to go to another hub to get a connecting flight to there.
Schmeathan says, Tobin don't know hubs. He just knows subs. Oh, dude, I love a sub. Seems like a sub day. It's Friday.
Sub day. Ooh. You know what? What was it? Last week?
Mm-hmm.
I had a taste for last Saturday. L'Espadas.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
You get the meatball?
I still know. Mel got the meatball. I just got turkey, and now they have bacon. They got bacon and L'Espadas, so I just told them, put a whole bunch of bacon on it, so I just got turkey and bacon.
Yeah, it sounds like a pub sub day.
Oh, man. Here's Paul Maurice. Think Paul Maurice has hit up the pub subs? You think he's into that now, 2 years down here?
Yeah, he has to.
He has to, right? Do you think Paul Maurice can go to Publix now and just order by himself? I mean, Messi's tried it.
Yes, because we are, because of people being from all over the world, depending on where you go, you could go through there. Now, Messi's a different story. Messi will be more known because there's more Latinos down here and more soccer people down here than hockey people.
You're right, but Paul Maurice does have a distinct look. Like, you kind of, his aura, he has an aura about him.
But you still got to know who he is,
though. Do you think Paul Maurice puts in contacts to be in disguise? Because, like, the glasses are his thing.
Nah. Yeah, the glasses are his thing.
Listen.
Or man of the people.
Paul Maurice seems like he'd go to the pub line and have hockey conversations with everybody.
He's talking forecheck while they slices meat.
Right.
Hey, yo.
Here he is on the Cat's demeanor. He loves it.
I'll just tell you what I think. We've already done it for both teams. Yeah, the crowd is going to be lit up just like the last game here. It was incredible. Like all of these games, it is just on fire. So you almost feel it less. I mean, there's a truth to kind of desensitization to the two extreme events, right? You get a fireman, firewoman, first day on the job, first fire they go to, it's on. There's a lot going on. 10 years in, yeah, blazes three times the size, doesn't matter, no dorm going in. There is something to that. So the more playoff experience you get as a group, I'm not saying there's going to be less juice. It just, you're not going to be overwhelmed by it because you've felt it.
Well, you obviously weren't overwhelmed. What I'm saying is,
Right, and both teams have been able to come into the other building and win a game they needed to win. And everybody's got it now, right? They don't need to turn the music up anymore to get the players more jacked up. It's there.
Wow. He's right, man. That first fire must be crazy to run into when you're a rookie fireman or woman.
I mean, the analogy works.
That has to be a feeling where you're like, am I sure I want to do this?
Yeah, I took the first. Now, I will say this. My first NFL game, right, caught me off guard. Here's why. Because, you know, when you play in these preseason games, they give you when are you going to play and blah, 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 right? So we played in the Hall of Fame game my rookie year, and the guy that was playing as a rookie, I played second, third quarter. So the guy that was playing before me got hurt. So I was just standing on the sidelines, and they say, hey, Horde, you got to go in. I say, I'm third quarter, baby, third quarter. Your guy got hurt. Get in there. So I had to just, run in there.
Wow. Right?
Caught me off guard. But here's the kicker. Like, it was such a fire drill that the nervousness was away because I was rushing.
Mm.
Right? I didn't even get to go in the huddle. They yelled the play to me. Screen play. First play I ever had, 40 yards.
Nice.
I was like, wow, that's cool. Now, I did throw up on the sideline. guess why? Guess why? Because I wasn't supposed to play to the second half. I had a little dip in.
Oh, man.
When I ran in, I didn't put my mouthpiece in and I swallowed it.
Oh, nasty.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Minus one.
Yeah. It was bad.
For indigestion. I have a question for you, Tobin. Yeah. What's with you and Leroy? What's with these South Florida coaches with first waves and then second waves? That was your defensive coordinator of the Dolphins, mm-hmm. right? And right. Now Mr. Maurice with, you know, making because, the analogy of the firefighter, you know.
I don't know. They're all under analogies.
Well, the first wave and the second wave applies to a team that wants to have a lot of depth and rotate. So that's where that comes in with Weaver, right? I knew what that meant. That meant that he's not just going to rely on his four starting defensive linemen, right? They're going to rotate these guys, which is why Calais Campbell will fit right in because he's not going to be asked to play every play. Now, it's interesting with two guys missing for part of the season, how that's going to play out, kind of forcing those rookies into playing a lot more than you probably would need them to play, you know, in their rookie season, right? And with Paul Maurice, he's just like, here's what Paul Maurice was trying to do. He was trying to give you a comparison while still making the event important. Because he started off by saying you're desensitized, which could kind of come across the wrong way because you say, oh, we just playing a game, it don't matter. And that was kind of what I was trying to say to Tobin a couple of weeks ago, is that once the game starts, you're just playing the game. Like, what the game means doesn't necessarily matter. You're playing each moment and using what you've learned and your preparation to try to master that moment, and then the results are the results. And that's what he was trying to kind of get at. But if you say that, sometimes people take that as, it's not a big deal. So he tried to use an analogy, whereas it's always important. But if you experience that over and over again, you kind of go in there relaxed and the moment doesn't overwhelm you. And that's why he started by saying, well, they're desensitized, and he stopped. And then he started talking about the fire, right? And it's like, yeah, if a person, they go into their first fire, right? Even though you've had all that training, you're a little bit nervous. because you've never done it. Now, training is kind of, the training is supposed to desensitize you to making the moment bigger than it is, and you go out and do your job. But you're still nervous the first time you go in there, right? You're still nervous. The first playoff game you play in, because I remember the first playoff game I played in, the crowd and the fans and everything was electric, and the only thing that saved me was my first playoff game was at home, right? So I was in a comfortable environment. So, yeah, I get what he's saying, and you want it to be that way. That's why I keep saying, you know, the great thing about this Panthers team, the message has been consistent all year, regardless of the circumstances. So the bigger the circumstances get, the more I think that they'll be in a position to just go out and perform.
I agree, Leroy. If I was a fireman, I would definitely want my first day there to be like a cat in a tree, just to ease me into it instead of a fire.
You know, dummy, you know, emergencies don't have, like, you know what I mean? Oh, cat in a tree, let's go, Tobin. Toby, no, you're up, baby. Whatever it is,
I understand, but it'd
Toby
be nice.
Toby went his first day at the job, his first, like, actual live action is just him helping an elderly lady get her cat off the tree.
Right, exactly.
Come back, Arthur. Come back.
You get scratched.
Why is the cat's name Arthur?
I think it's a great name for a cat.
Because she's old.
Oh, the old have people named Arthur or animals. Take a break. Back after this.
Check it out now.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy coming up next hour. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Go subscribe. You guys can watch us live every single day. Hockman and Crowder clips. Grant's Corner. One day I'll get Joe Rose on there. One day. I'm trying.
Where?
On YouTube. I'll get him there.
Okay.
I'll get him there one day.
Oh, should we do our oh no now? Oh no.
Who died?
Donald
Sutherland. Oh no. Yeah.
Oh,
Kiefer's dad.
Oh yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Man, we were watching there on the break, Leroy. Udonis Haslam was on First Take, and Vlad said it right. Like, this is exactly what I've always wanted. I mean, he lit their ass on fire. Just talking, because they were doing a segment, biggest contender, like who's the biggest threat to take down the Celtics eventually? And like he's sitting here and he's hearing Knicks and he's hearing Cavs and he goes, I'm tired of this disrespect. This is ridiculous. He goes, well, why are you guys always overlooking us? He called out Perk. He called out Windhorst. Molly Kerm got some. All of them got some. Stephen A's not there today.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to pull a Stephen A. ISO on me. Give me the camera. He did. He's like, ISO on me.
Called for the ball.
He called for the camera. He's like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the disrespect. I'm sick of all you guys saying all these other teams that we've beaten, if healthy. But he did call out his guys, though.
He did.
He originally called like guys like, we need to stay healthy. If we're healthy, we beat all those other teams.
He also says Jimmy Butler's not going anywhere.
So did Wendy.
He's like, you guys say that he's going somewhere. He's not going anywhere. So we'll see. Although there was a weird aspect. Can I tell you something? Yesterday, NBA.
Listen, you know what? Sports needs to be back to kind of take care of your idle mind. Because when you have free time, the stuff that you come with, what you've seen or heard, or the people that you were all of a sudden listening to that you didn't give a damn about during football season or basketball season, all of a sudden they got credibility.
He doesn't have credibility?
No. I'm just saying. With some of the people you come here saying, so-and-so said.
That's fair. I will. But
you do it all, every year. Time every year. Only thing that's saving us is hockey. Otherwise, we would have been at this sooner.
That's not true.
He is putting good content out on his
YouTube telling you channel. Right now. Look, I'm telling you right now, I don't dismiss anybody. Okay? I don't believe everybody, but I don't dismiss anybody. So that's the way I look at it. But there was a weird-ass report yesterday from Shams, a report I'd never seen anything like this before.
Confusing.
Very confusing, right? Because normally, what are the reports they put out? such and such is interested in such and such. Such and such may make a move for such and such. I never seen a report like this yesterday from Shams. Listen to this, Leroy. He puts out a report and it says the Sixers' interest in pursuing Paul George has significantly waned in recent days. The franchise is expected to be aggressive elsewhere in its salary cap flexibility and draft capital leading into next week's NBA draft. I've never heard a not interested anymore report before. That's such a weird thing.
Wait, wait, wait. Can I tell you? You want to translate?
Please. Yeah,
please do.
There have been talks, and it's one of those situations where the team is demanding X, and you say, we're not coming off of that. And then they go, okay, you know what? Come back to us with some legitimate, you know, if you want to trade him, fine. If not, we're not.
Well, he's a free agent. That's the thing. That's why I find it weird. He's a free agent. He could just sign in there.
He still has to opt out, though.
He does have to opt out, but he also.
In a lot of these situations, they will do a sign and trade.
Yeah. Well, this is the latest what's going on with Paul George. Apparently that he may just opt in and ask for a trade for a one last year.
Right.
You know, destination. So that's possible. But I tell you right now, Leroy, I know exactly what happened with this Paul George. I know exactly what happened.
Go ahead.
Dude, okay. I was watching the NBA Finals.
We all were.
Right? And they did a really weak-ass segment where they brought up Joel Embiid and Paul George together on the desk, right? And, you know, Paul George, he can't get a word in edgewise, right? It was just Joel Embiid sucking the air out of the entire segment. He's talking. And then you have Paul George sitting here like a bump on a log. You know, Joel Embiid's trying to give him the side eye. I'm telling you, right then and there, Paul George says, rats off a ship. I'm out. He's like, hey, I'm not being with this guy.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
He's an energy sucker.
But you don't think that athletes.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. You look at where you're trying to go, where you're trying to get, and who can help you get there, and all that other nonsense you put to the side. You don't think guys do that?
No.
Because, you know, there's been a lot of situations where teammates didn't like each other and you didn't find out until after.
Not a guy that you're like, you're a free agent and you have the control, which Paul George does. He can go wherever he wants, right?
Right.
And he, like, it's almost like Love Island, right? And
it always goes back to Love
Island. It
does. Island.
Oh, let me just tell you something right now. What a season. They took a turn yesterday. It's on Peacock exclusively.
A good turn or a bad turn?
Oh, a good turn for entertainment, bad turn for the island. Okay. Everybody hates each other. It's fantastic. These Islanders are a mess. We don't handle things like the Brits do. The Brits are very repressed. They're not going to let themselves be shown to be a disaster. We Americans don't care. But anyway, it's like Love Island.
In other words, Americans are very dramatic.
Especially the girls on this season. It's great. But honestly, the only guy that has it together is the British guy. But anyway, it's like Love Island. You think the idea of her is a good idea or him is a good idea, but then you go on that first date and it just doesn't vibe. And I'm telling you, dude.
But that's different.
Paul George went on. That's
different. Here's why. Because even with the athletes, if you feel that way, you still know what the skill set is. Right? So regardless, listen. Paul George is trying to win a championship.
Yep.
Can we say that's the
of course.
The most important?
It's like the last, yeah.
But he said he's not champion. He's not ring chasing. He's also said some weird stuff, Leroy. He said
they all say that he ain't gonna go to
no bum
team.
But listen to what also he said. Right. He also said he's not ring chasing, but he wants to go to a team that it's a perfect fit for him. So to me, when you say that, you're home. You're playing in your hometown. Playing for a team that gave up all the assets to get you.
And plus, you're going to get, like, it's not like Kawhi Leonard staying healthy the rest of his career anyway. He's going to be the star half the time anyway.
To me, when you say you want to play in a team in a perfect fit, that's either a shot at James Harden and you just didn't, you don't like the way the team has been since they made the trade for Harden.
Shocking.
And got
back after this.
Check it out now.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Tickle Leroy's Fancy coming up next hour. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Go subscribe. You guys can watch us live every single day. Hockman and Crowder clips. Grant's Corner. One day I'll get Joe Rose on there. One day. I'm trying.
Where?
On YouTube. I'll get him there.
Okay.
I'll get him there one day.
Oh, should we do our oh no now? Oh no.
Who died?
Donald
Sutherland. Oh no. Sutherland. Yeah.
Oh,
Kiefer's dad.
Oh yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Man, we were watching during the break, Leroy. Udonis Haslam was on First Take. And Vlad said it right. Like, this is exactly what I've always wanted. I mean, he lit their ass on fire. Just talking because they were doing a segment, biggest contender, like who's the biggest threat to take down the Celtics eventually? And like he's sitting here and he's hearing Knicks and he's hearing Cavs and he goes, I'm tired of this disrespect. This is ridiculous. He goes, well, why are you guys always overlooking us? He called out Perk. He called out Windhorst. Molly Kerm got some. All of them got it. Stephen A's not there today.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to pull a Stephen A. ISO on me. Give me the camera. He did. He's like, ISO on me.
Called for the ball.
He called for the camera. He's like, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of the disrespect. I'm sick of all you guys saying all these other teams that we've beaten, if healthy. But he did call out his guys, though.
He did.
He originally called like guys like, we need to stay healthy. If we're healthy, we beat all those other teams.
He also says Jimmy Butler's not going anywhere.
So did Wendy.
He's like, you guys say that he's going somewhere. He's not going anywhere. So we'll see. Although there was a weird ass. Can I tell you something? Yesterday, NBA.
Listen, you know what? Sports needs to be back to kind of take care of your idle mind. Because when you have free time,
yeah,
the stuff that you come with, what you've seen or heard, or the people that you were all of a sudden listening to, yeah, that you didn't give a damn about during football season, mm-hmm, or basketball season, all of a sudden they got credibility.
UD doesn't have credibility?
No. I'm just saying. With some of the people you come here saying, so-and-so said.
That's fair. I will. But
you do it all every year. Time every year. Only thing that's saving us is hockey. Otherwise, we would have been at this sooner.
That's not true.
He is putting good content out on his
I'm telling you right now. Look, I'm telling you right now, I don't dismiss anybody, okay? I don't believe everybody, but I don't dismiss anybody. So that's the way I look at it. But there was a weird-ass report yesterday from Shams, a report I'd never seen anything like this before.
Confusing.
Very confusing, right? Because normally, what are the reports they put out? Such and such is interested in such and such. Such and such may make a move for such and such. I never seen a report like this yesterday from Shams. Listen to this, Leroy. He puts out a report, and it says, the Sixers' interest in pursuing Paul George has significantly waned in recent days. The franchise is expected to be aggressive elsewhere in its salary cap flexibility and draft capital leading into next week's NBA draft. I've never heard a not interested anymore report before. That's such a weird thing.
Wait. Can I tell you? You want to translate?
Please. Yeah,
please do.
There have been talks, and it's one of those situations where the team is demanding X, and you say, we're not coming off of that. And then they go, okay, you know what? Come back to us with some legitimate, you know, if you want to trade him, fine. If not, we're not.
Well, he's a free agent. That's the thing. That's why I find it weird. He's a free agent. He could just sign in there.
He still has to opt out, though.
He does have to opt out, but he also.
In a lot of these situations, they will do a sign and trade.
Yeah. Well, this is the latest what's going on with Paul George. Apparently that he may just opt in and ask for a trade for a one last year.
Right.
You know, destination. So that's possible. But I tell you right now, Leroy, I know exactly what happened with this Paul George. I know exactly what happened.
Go ahead.
Dude, okay. I was watching the NBA Finals.
We all were.
Right? And they did a really weak-ass segment where they brought up Joel Embiid and Paul George together on the desk, right? And, you know, Paul George, he can't get a word in edgewise, right? It was just Joel Embiid sucking the air out of the entire segment. He's talking. And then you have Paul George sitting here like a bump on a log. You know, Joel Embiid's trying to give him the side eye. I'm telling you, right then and there, Paul George says, rats off a ship. I'm out. He's like, hey, I'm not being with this guy.
Can I ask you a question?
He's an energy sucker.
But you don't think that athletes,
yeah,
it happens all the time. You look at where you're trying to go, where you're trying to get, and who can help you get there, and all that other nonsense you put to the side. You don't think guys do that?
No.
Because, you know, there's been a lot of situations where teammates didn't like each other and you didn't find out until after.
Not new teammates. No, not a guy that you're like, you're a free agent and you have the control, which Paul George does. He can go wherever he wants, right?
Right.
And he, like, it's almost like Love Island, right? And
it always goes back to Love
Island. It does.
Island.
Oh, let me just tell you something right now. What a season. They took a turn yesterday. It's on Peacock exclusively.
A good turn or a bad turn?
Oh, a good turn for entertainment, bad turn for the island. Okay. Everybody hates each other. It's fantastic. These Islanders are a mess. We don't handle things like the Brits do. The Brits are very repressed. They're not going to let themselves be shown to be a disaster. We Americans don't care. But anyway, it's like Love Island.
In other words, Americans are very dramatic.
Especially the girls on this season. It's great.
Oh.
But honestly, the only guy that has it together is the British guy. But anyway, it's like Love Island. You think the idea of her is a good idea, or him is a good idea. But then you go on that first date, and it just doesn't vibe. And I'm telling you, dude.
But that's different.
Paul George went on. That's
different. Here's why. Because even with the athletes, if you feel that way, you still know what the skill set is, right? So regardless, listen. Paul George is trying to win a championship.
Yep.
Can we say that's the
of course,
the most important?
It's like the last, yeah.
But he said he's not champion. He's not ring chasing. He's also said some weird stuff, Leroy. He said
yeah,
that
they all say that he ain't going to go to no bum team.
But listen to what also he said, right? He also said he's not ring chasing. But he wants to go to a team that it's a perfect fit for him. So to me, when you say that, you're home. You're playing in your hometown, playing for a team that gave up all the assets to get you.
And plus, you're gonna get it's not like Kawhi Leonard staying healthy the rest of his career anyway. He's gonna be the star half the time anyway.
To me, when you say you want to play in a team in a perfect fit, that's either a shot at James Harden, and you don't like the way the team has been since they made the trade for Harden and got Westbrook. And also, what are you really looking for? Because if you're not ring chasing, but you want to go to a team that's a perfect fit. I mean, if you stay in the West, you're not going to be it's going to be difficult to win.
The teams that are the perfect fit are the teams that he will be basically the primary three-point shooter and can do all of his Paul George stuff, which is out East. Pick a team.
Yeah, but it's also – but I'm telling you, dude, there's something about being Joel Embiid's teammate. Why does everybody friggin' hate it, you know?
Well, one guy doesn't hate it.
Who?
Really?
Who, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Why didn't he stay?
Brett Brown. And
they didn't pay him.
It wasn't Jimmy. We like to take shots at Embiid, but it wasn't because of Embiid. Jimmy left. But Jimmy left because of Ben Simmons and Brett Brown.
Didn't stay because of Embiid.
Yeah, but he's been flirting with Embiid.
He's flirting with him to come
down here. Wait. You know Jimmy didn't. They decided not to pay Jimmy.
Right, they decided to
That's
pay Tobias Harris.
Situation.
Right, right.
That's not a situation that Jimmy chose to go somewhere because he didn't like Embiid. What? At least tell the right story, dude.
Yeah.
Stop.
You know that, too. You don't like Embiid, but let's be real.
You guys are making it seem like he's like, God, I got to go back to him.
You paid Tobias Harris over me?
Yeah.
You don't remember those statements?
Of course.
Yeah, and
they were. What does that have to do with Joel Embiid?
And the social media flirting.
At Philadelphia.
He flirted with him to come down here.
Right. But they've been.
He said, I know a place where villains are welcome. He didn't say, I want to go back to that bum ass city.
But they've been talking.
Are they?
They have.
You
think he feels like, that?
You know what? I love the way sometimes the truth eludes you. Like, you know what? Sometimes you use the truth like Tyreek Hill running the go route. Just don't even worry about covering it.
First time in my life.
Like, you know damn well, you the main one talking about Tobias Harris over me. You come in every day during that series talking about that. And now all of a sudden you're saying, Jimmy came down here because he didn't want to play with
him. I didn't say it was the reason he didn't want to come down here.
You did.
No, I didn't. I just said, like, you guys claim, oh, he loved playing with Joel Embiid. Man, did he? If you loved playing with somebody, you would have made it work.
What?
You would have made it work.
What?
The team didn't want to pay him.
Dude, that first of all, it's not true. They didn't want to pay him.
What?
It's not true that they just didn't want to pay him. He didn't want to be there because, like, he didn't like the vibe there.
He didn't like Brett Brown and Ben Simmons.
Okay. That's part of it, too.
That's not
it. If you loved Joel Embiid enough, you would have stayed.
What did those comments mean?
When what?
That you chose to pay Tobias Harris over me.
That came out 2 years ago. After he beat them.
Shocking,
another series where Joel Embiid wasn't 100%.
No, again. You're going to something else.
You're avoiding.
What did the Tobias Harris comment to me?
I just said 2 years. 2 years ago that happened.
Right.
So if somebody says you decided to pay another person besides mm-hmm. me, that means if you had paid me, I would still be there.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, Leroy?
No. See, this is. We might as well just move on. Like, ridiculous that you say the reason why he didn't.
I didn't say it was the reason. I didn't say it was the reason. I never said it was the reason.
You never said that.
Don't say. See, like, you're getting upset because you're saying I'm saying something that I didn't say.
He said, eh. It's the facial expression and the eh.
Okay.
I guess my eh is like, there's this idea that he would love to go play with Joel Embiid again. And I'm like, would you? Like,
if they would have paid him instead of Tobias Harris, he would still be there.
Maybe. I don't know.
Then why make the comments if that wasn't true?
Because he's Jimmy Butler. He's the biggest troll in the league.
Well, no. Actually, Joel Embiid is the biggest troll in the league. That's why he's called Troll Embiid. That's why they like each other. They're both trolls. You just made my point.
I'm not saying maybe he does like Joel Embiid. I don't know. But the point is, is he's not there anymore. And after you've seen what Joel Embiid has done year after year after year, do you think Jimmy Butler's been more encouraged to go back play with Joel Embiid over the last few years or less?
I would say this. He has a more reliable running mate in Bam Adebayo.
100%.
Right? I would say more reliable. Okay? But Joel is that next level dude, but you don't know if he's going to be.
Next level of what? DNPs?
He's an MVP.
Good for him. So was Russell Westbrook. Everybody seems to clamor to play with him, too. Dude's face doesn't even work.
Oh, come on now.
What?
He's taking shots at his Bell palsy. Still was dropping numbers.
Dude's inventing new injuries for a guy in his prime. I've never even heard of this.
That is kind of weird for a Bell's guy.
Are you kidding me? Like, what else is going to pop up? Leprosy?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The Black Plague?
I just take... Well, he is black, and he would have the plague. It would be the Black Plague. I mean, why? You don't like Joel Embiid. That's fine.
I don't.
Right? But you can't, like, here, if I don't like somebody,
mm-hmm.
right, I'm still not going to say they're not great. Like, you try to diminish a person's abilities because you don't like them. Right? There's not a team out there that if they could have Joel Embiid, they say, sign me up. Nobody. So all your comments about Joel Embiid go lost because everybody realizes that the dude is great.
Okay, but getting back to the
whole thing.
Hold on.
Sure.
But getting back to the point of what happened, right? Like, he has this weird stint with Paul George on a desk, which is really awkward. It was really awkward.
That I can agree.
Okay. It was super awkward. Paul George has the choice to go where he wants to go.
Any mistakes?
You can say, hey, he has tremendous talent, but you can't act like guys haven't wanted to hit the hills because they haven't loved the fit of playing next to another star. A la James Harden, a guy that plenty of people get sick of playing with. All right?
Yeah,
so,
but is that on James Harden or Joel Embiid? That didn't work out.
I don't know.
No, that was on the money. That was another money issue.
Oh, you're talking about in Philadelphia?
Yeah, that was another money issue.
I would probably give that to James Harden stinking up the joint.
But no, right. He wanted more money.
But James Harden, but there's been multiple.
He seems to be working pretty well with Tyree.
I understand. I understand. There's been, like, James Harden's had people sick of playing with him on, like, three different teams.
Right.
Maybe four.
Right, no, that's what I'm saying. But so you can't put that on Joel Embiid.
I'm not putting that one on Joel Embiid, but I'm saying.
He's fine with Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey's a baby. He doesn't know any better. He'll get sick of him, too.
Okay.
Trust me, when Tyrese Maxey gets bounced from two more first rounds because Joel Embiid's got another 6 to 8, he's going to be like, Jesus.
The Twitchers they're funny right now. They're giving reasons Joel Embiid did not play. Spanish flu. Rickets. I haven't heard rickets.
Well, the good news now is if you have something wrong with you, there's a drug commercial that tells you to go to your doctor and ask for it. I get it, man. Look, I'm one of those people that I will swallow my dislike for somebody and I will, you know, just dismiss it if I know that guy can help me win a championship. And I think a lot of guys have problems with other players, and it doesn't come out until failure because of that. Like, hey, man, I didn't really like you, and then you doing this? You see what I'm saying? And I think that's what happens with James Harden. You think you can get by all the antics and all the, you know, no defense and all that because you think, oh, great scorer, we need that. And then when it fails, then you start having a problem with James Harden. But the idea of it, you always think you can work around. But I know for a fact, if you said, hey, Joel Embiid's on the market, they line up.
I agree with that.
Including the Heat. Come on, dude.
Take a break. Back after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.